Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Born in the USA, it's the Boss Bringers back. Happy Independence Day, America. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. No business today, just celebrating our Independence Day. It's my 19th consecutive live Independence Day celebration on our show, and we're just talking about the great thing that happened more than 200 years ago, when a cluster of geniuses got together with a whole bunch of other folks and said, we need to be different. We need to take back. We need to take our country and be self-determined. We need to do it our way. We need to do it sans kings. And so they did. And then they fought the revolution. They declared our independence first. How about that? With the Declaration of Independence, I talked a little bit about that in the last segment. They declared our independence, and then they fought a war, a long war. And then they took 13 years to create a constitution. Think about that. It took 13 years to create our constitution. And they finally got it done. And then they elected a president, President Washington, there for two terms. And on his last on his farewell address, 1776, September 19th, he declined to serve a third term. He could have served. They were wanting him. Many people wanted him to serve a third term. He was worried. He was worried that was going to possibly smack of monarchy. He didn't even want. I mean, even at that point in their history, after they'd been around. You know, they'd been doing it for a couple of decades. He still was sensitive, maybe even more than others. He was more sensitive to not even smacking of monarchy, any kind of someone who was above the people. When he turned them down, he set the precedent. Washington set the precedent for not going beyond 2 years. It lasted for until the 1930s, and after Roosevelt. Extended his term. He went against that 100 plus year tradition, and ran more than once, which was, you know, I guess that was okay. But then we finally made it law. But just the fact that Washington said only two terms, that was a big deal. That was leadership. What he did was leadership. You know, the name American, which belongs to you and your national, this is what he said, Washington said. The name American, which belongs to you in your national capacity, must always exalt the just pride of patriotism. You have in common cause fought and triumphed together. The independence and liberty you possess are the work of joint councils and joint efforts, of common dangers, sufferings, and successes. He's talking about the people of the time who literally forged our independence in those days. But he called us Americans. And the way he described the people of the day, common cause, triumph together, liberty, possessing independence and liberty, work of joint counsel, joint efforts, common dangers, suffering and successes. That sounds like us, small business owners. I think you're like our founding fathers. We fight for our independence every day. Our common cause is self-determination, and our joint counsels are the relationships and the communities that we build. The dangers we face are not usually as life-threatening as those of the American revolutionaries. They put it all on the line, including their lives, including their families' lives. But other than our lives, we put everything else on the line today in the marketplace. Washington said the name American should exalt the pride of patriotism. For American entrepreneurs, that name exalts the spirit of pride, independence, and excellence. For American entrepreneurs, excellence is what you have to have. If you're going to be successful in America, in the marketplace, you can't just show up. You can't phone it in. You have to have pride, pride in yourself, personal pride in performance. You have to be prepared to be independent, like the founders wanted America to be independent, which means that you take care of business yourself. You don't call on somebody else to solve your problems. And in the process, you seek excellence because you know that it's a competitive marketplace, that there are plenty of opportunities for people to do business with someone else. And the only people they're going to do business with are those who demonstrate excellence. And so you pursue that excellence. And I think that's what it means to be an American. Today, you know, we're celebrating the 4th of July, and we're talking about George Washington, whose character and dedication earned him the title, the father of our country. I believe if he were alive today, I'm convinced he would salute small business owners, because their character and dedication has earned them the title, from me, if not from a lot of other people, the backbone of our economy. President Washington would be proud of you, small business owners. You should be proud of yourself. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.